In their different ways, all these people were, or thought they were, up-and-comers, and they would fight, if necessary, to prevent themselves from sinking into the down-and-outers. Was this a class war, then? A phrase we're not supposed to use since the official burial of Marxism. Yes, it was.
The suspicion amongst the men of Village England was that the real power behind the throne, John of Gaunt, the Queen Mother and the Chancellor, were gathering in fresh taxes, not to finance a patriotic war in France, but to lavish on their own palaces and private estates. So when, in November 1380, Parliament approved a new poll tax, one which for the first time took no account of individual wealth, the yeoman farmers must have imagined the awful prospect of all their hard-won gains being snatched back by a greedy government. There was outrage, bloody-minded fury and mass evasion, which quickly escalated into outright rebellion. Tax collectors and sheriff's men were attacked, a few killed. In Maidstone, they elected Wat Tyler, a yeoman craftsman, as their general and captain, and freed a Lollard anti-cleric called John Ball, who'd been imprisoned in the bishop's palace.